rescue teams are searching for survivors after a shallow earthquake struck Indonesia's main island, Java. The magnitude 5.6 quake was centered around the West Java province. At least 56 people have been killed and more than 700 injured. Jessica Washington has more from Jakarta.
While not necessarily being as strong as some earthquakes that we've experienced in the past here in Indonesia, what is important to note is the depth and the location, the fact that this earthquake's epicenter was on land and not at sea. So far, authorities have said that there is no potential for a tsunami, and they are still gathering the facts on the scene. But there are some difficulties that local authorities are facing. A short while ago, we heard from the local regent of Cianjur, Herman Suharman, who said that it is a rather a dire situation because many roads are blocked and hundreds are injured, and local authorities estimate that some thousands of houses may potentially be damaged.
As several rockets have hit a border area in southern Turkey, three people, including a child, have been killed. Turkish authorities say Kurdish fighters in Syria are behind this attack. A 17-year-old Palestinian boy has been killed and five people have been wounded during an Israeli raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Mahmoud al-Saadi was on his way to school when a confrontation broke out between Israeli forces and Palestinian fighters. China is battling a surge in COVID-19 infections. It's reported three COVID-related deaths, the first in 6 months. A five-day lockdown has been imposed in parts of Guangzhou. A top court in South Africa says the release from prison of former President Jacob Zuma was unlawful. It's yet to rule on whether he will return to jail. Zuma received a 15-month sentence for refusing to testify before a corruption inquiry. The 80-year-old was released on medical parole after serving 2 months of his sentence.
This week on The Take, for the first time in World Cup history, all five African teams at Qatar 2022 are being led by African coaches. So is this a turning point for African football? Find it wherever you get your podcasts.